I opened them again. "Hello, dear boy. So good to have you back. But where on earth have you been?" That, of course, was the question. I have spent most of my life untroubled by dreams and, for that matter, hallucinations. No visions of the apocalypse for me. No troubling Jungian icons burbling up from my subconscious. No mysterious recurring images drifting through the history of my unconsciousness. Nothing ever goes bump in Dexter's night. When I go to sleep, all of me sleeps. So what had just happened? Why were these pictures appearing to me? I splashed water on my face and pushed my hair down. That did not, of course, answer the question, but it made me feel a little better. How bad could things be if my hair was neat? In truth, I didn't know. Things could be plenty bad. I might be losing all or many of my marbles. What if I had been slipping into insanity a piece at a time for years, and this new killer had simply triggered the final headlong fall into complete craziness? How could I hope to measure the relative sanity of somebody like me? The images had looked and felt so real, but they couldn't be. I had been right here in my bed. Yet I had almost been able to smell the tang of salt water, exhaust, and cheap perfume floating over Biscayne Boulevard. Completely real. And wasn't that one of the signs of insanity, that the delusions were indistinguishable from reality? I had no answers and no way to find any. Talking to a shrink was out of the question, of course. I would frighten the poor thing to death, and he might feel honor-bound to have me locked away somewhere. Certainly I could not argue with the wisdom of that idea. But if I was losing my hold on sanity as I had built it, it was all my problem. And the first part of the problem was that there was no way to know for sure. Although, come to think of it, there was one way. 10 minutes later, I was driving past Dinner Key. I drove slowly, since I didn't actually know what I was looking for. This part of the city slept, as much as it ever did. A few people still swirled across the Miami landscape. Tourists who'd had too much Cuban coffee and couldn't sleep. People from Iowa looking for a gas station. Foreigners looking for South Beach. And the predators, of course. Thugs, robbers, crackheads, vampires, ghouls, and assorted monsters, like me. But in this area, at this time, very few of them altogether. This was Miami deserted, as deserted as it got, a place made lonely by the ghost of the daytime crowd. It was a city that had whittled itself down to a mere hunting ground, without the gaudy disguises of sunlight and bright T-shirts.